The care and keeping of you, parentheses, are Dom Lanshan, close parentheses. Written by Twitter user at Dr. Delosis. Read by Brickgrass. Wei Ying fumbles for the juice box straw with his tongue and does his best to hold it in his mouth, for all that his lips feel rough, swollen, abused in the most delightful of ways. The world is slowly coming back into focus around him, grounded as he is in small ways, the ropes removed and coiled away from later, the warm water of the bath lapping against his chest, the cold juice hitting his tongue as Lanshan's big hand supports his head, keeping it from bumping against the rim of the tub. Lanshan, Wei Ying mumbles, blinking hazily against the soft light of the bathroom. The bright whites and sharp blacks of the tile gentle into the appropriate pattern as he comes back to himself. That was so intense. Says Lanshan, rigidly. His hands are gentle as he eases Wei Ying through aftercare, but his face tells a different story. Oh no. Lanshan, are you dropping? Wei Ying asks, scrambling upward, water sloshing around him as he does. Lanshan, sweetheart, what do you need? I gave you welts, Lanshan says quietly. Bruises. They will linger. Yes, Wei Ying agrees. He reaches forward and cups Lanshan's cheek with one damp hand. Water drips down onto Lanshan's shirt. I asked you to. Lanshan doesn't seem to register this, so Wei Ying goes into fix-it mode. Lanshan, you're so good at aftercare, he says. But I think I need something else from you. Lanshan meets his eyes at this. Yes, he says. Anything, Wei Ying. How can I... He falls silent. Wei Ying hopes he wasn't about to say, make it up to you. I need you holding me, he says. In the bath, with me. My wrists are sore in the best possible way. Can you sit behind me and hug me and rub them? Yes, Lanshan says. He removes his shirt when Wei Ying reminds him to take it off and climbs in behind Wei Ying. Wei Ying likes this, likes feeling enveloped by Lanshan. He snuggles back against Lanshan's chest and tilts his head up for a kiss. Lanshan, he says, you brought in those fruits, right? Would you like me to feed them to you? Lanshan asks, brow furrowed. But you wanted me to rub your wrists. Wei Ying thinks quickly. What he wants is for Lanshan to eat some fruit, so that he can come back to himself, too. What if you ate a piece of fruit while I wasn't looking? He says. And then I kissed you and tried to guess what the fruit is. And if I'm right, you try another fruit. And if I'm wrong, you have to kiss me until I figure it out. Lanshan narrows his eyes. I know what you're doing, he says. You're taking care of me. I learned from the best. Wei Ying smiles. The end. Thank you for listening.